Cole awoke. His hands and feet were bound. The space about him was close and dimly lit by an oil lamp. The cold wood beneath him was deeply scored and reeked of pitch and saltfish. He could smell the sea.
He's awake.
Boots filled Cole's vision. Six lowland reavers crowded around. Cole looked past their feet to a pair of well-cut leather shoes.
So then, Evan, we are on a boat.
He's a quick one, your brother is.
Cole craned his head around. Thatch wore Cole's war belt, and Sir Eberhard's short sword hung sheathed at his hip.
Good morning, Cole.
Evan wore a plain doublet and hose and a traveler's cloak rather than his clerical garb. Only the rosary around his neck and the Bible he held in his hands betrayed him as a man of the cloth. His split lip was still badly swollen, but he smiled. Sir Orderic stood beside him. Satisfaction oozed from the Norman knight's pores. Cole's eyes flicked about in the dim light.
How did I sleep all the way to the coast, Evan?
One of Megan's filters, Cole. Do you not recognize it?
Odd thing. A man of God using druid's potions?
I found it when I burned Megan's hidden cottage of sin in the woods. I found many things there, as well as in the huts of those in her circle.
Evan's eyes seemed to glow.
I found many interesting things.
You have manifested no holy power. You have stolen mothers.
Evan smiled beatifically. He stroked his Bible as if it were a pet cat.
I have turned Megan's heathen blasphemies into God's good work.
Cole worked himself up to his knees.
Watch him.
The brigands crowded closer with their truncheons. Cole felt his rage working up from his belly.
Mother gave birth to three beasts, Evan. Her first was born a lion, and her second born a serpent.
And what does that make you, Cole?
A jackass, Evan, for not killing you in the hall when I should have.
He's a poet, too. I like a man who's willing to kill a priest, much less his own brother.
Orderic's thin lips creased into a smile.
I told you I would see you brought low, barbarian. Sergeant Pitt laid down easy compared to what lies before you.
He killed Pitt? Pock-faced Pitt?
Thatch shook his head in wonder.
I hated that bastard. Cole, I like you more and more.
Enough to put my sword back in my hand, Thatch.
Well, no. But I've work for you if you want it when you come back. Well, if you come back.
Thatch, I will pay you. Oh, wench dog!
Cole kept his eyes on Thatch. Oh.
I will pay you double, Thatch. Whatever Evans paid you. Triple. Hell, let us not haggle. 500 pieces of gold. All I ask in return is that you hand me my sword, and you and your men let whatever happens happen.
Orderic's hand went to his hilt.
Let him be beaten.
And come the day, Thatch, you and yours, kith, kin, and clan, sanctuary upon Snowdon. Come your enemies, war against them. This I swear.
Oh, well now.
Thatch's grin split his face.
I like you, Cole, and that is a fine and tempting offer. And by your lights and honor, I know you'd keep it. But if there is one thing I've learned in this hard life, a deal is a deal. That's how I get such posh jobs like this. When there is dirty work that needs doing, they all know to trust Black Thatch. Evans paid me fair and square, and it's best to be on God's good side.
Thatch bent a mocking knee at Evan.
Your worship.
You would serve Normans then?
The Normans are like the tide, Cole. They're coming in, and there's no stopping them.
Thatch made a helpless gesture.
Best to make oneself useful.
Thatch?
What's that then, Cole?
I like you.
Thank you, Cole.
I will see you dead.
Well, now I can see how you might feel that way. And I'll bear you no malice for it, if you'll bear me no malice for this.
Thatch looked to Evan. Evan smiled. Clubs and boots struck Cole like it was raining hammers. The blows fell with terrible precision. Cole lost neither eyes, nor teeth, nor tongue. His bones were not broken, nor his organs torn. Thatch and his men were brigands from the lowlands. Ransoms were their bread and butter. They were well schooled in breaking a man down and keeping him down until coins were paid. When the beating finally ceased, Cole lay curled in his blood and vomit. His muscles were little more than brutalized meat on his bones. Thatch stepped back and wiped the sweat from his brow.
He's ready now, your worship.
Evan took a knee beside Cole and pulled his head up by the hair.
Look at you, Cole. Even as you were born, you are fallen. You must be made to pay for your sins against God and the Holy Church.
Cole's savaged sinews could do little more than twitch. No muscle would obey him. Every attempt was a white flare of agony.
All this so you can cut my throat, Evan?
Oh, no, Cole. I am not a brother slayer. I am a man of God. I would not commit the sin of Cain.
Evan dropped Cole's head.
You shall pay for your crimes. In toil shall you work for your atonement. Sir Orderic said he would see you brought low, Cole. And so he has, in arranging your penance.
Cole tracked a bloodshot eye up upon his brother.
And what does that mean, Evan?
You are the lowest of the low, Cole.
Cole's face scraped the deck as he struggled to rise and failed. Evan's eyes lit with the lurking cruelty Cole remembered from their childhood.
You have been sold as a slave.
Blood hazed behind Cole's eyes in outrage. Fury filled his limbs with broken strength.
Watch him!
His hand shot out and fastened upon Evan's throat. Evan fell back and Cole was atop his brother. Clubs beat down upon Cole's shoulders and back. Cole's bloodshot eyes glowed with hatred. Evan purpled beneath his hands.
That's enough of that, then!
Thatch swung the back of his hand axe across Cole's kidney. Cole's hands lost their hold upon Evan, and he was hauled back.
I will be back, Evan, and I will bear the mark of Cain for you. I will wear it like a bloody badge of honor. I will!
Thatch watched as his lowlanders laid into Cole mercilessly with their boots. He looked to where Evan crouched, clutching his throat, and grinned.
Well, I'll tell you, worship, your brother, he's a tough one. Why, if we had 100 of him, we could take back Clywed from the English.
Thatch shook his head sadly.
Alas, there is only the one, and he is sailing south.
He waved off his men.
That's enough.
Cole could do nothing but lay where he was. He could not even lift his head. He stared detachedly at the blood-spattered boots surrounding him. He barely flinched as a boot struck him in the stomach. Thatch shoved his man away.
I said enough! The Moors will want him ready to march, and...
Cole's shoulders shook. His aching vessel burst, eyes fixated on the feet surrounding him. His ribs felt sprung as his lungs pulled in breath, and the air came out of him in a stuttering choke he could not control. Evan rose, clutching his neck.
You've killed him!
He seized Thatch and shook him.
He's dying!
Cole's eyes remained glued to the feet surrounding him. Even as he shook, his bloody lips creased into a smile.
He's not dying.
Thatch's eyes went to slits.
He's laughing.
Thatch's men stepped back. Thatch drew Cole's sword and knelt down. He pulled Cole's head up by the hair.
What are you laughing about, boyo? Do you know something we don't? Or did we just knock your brains out for you?
Cole looked up from the 6 pairs of blood-stained boots the lowlanders wore to his stolen leggings girding Thatch's skinny shanks.
7
red-legged ravens.
Thatch blinked.
What's that?
7 red-legged ravens, servants of the wolf and the serpent.
Thatch blinked again. His men edged back nervously. Orderic pointed his sword.
What is he babbling about?
7 red-legged ravens flying to the River Dee. I was warned, but I did not see it. Why did I not see it?
Thatch pressed the edge of the Swiss sword against Cole's throat hard enough to shave flesh off of his Adam's apple.
Don't you hex me, boyo. You try your mother's witch work on me, and I'll send you to the salt mines without a tongue.
Cole's eyes glazed as he looked up into Thatch's face. The Reaver's countenance was as hatchet-thin as the blade of a hobgoblin knife axe. Cole's bruised brain saw the pattern in everything.
Marcus was right. There was a battle to the east. They've begun the invasion.
Orderic stepped back a pace.
He's mad.
Cole's gaze fixed on the flickering light of the ship lantern. Orange light flickered behind the bars of its iron grill. Cole saw a city being razed in the Russias.
There is war in the east. The battle has begun.
Thatch dropped Cole's head and leapt back as if he'd held a snake.
Toss him!
Thatch's men milled about, staring fearfully at Thatch, Cole, and each other. None wanted anything to do with Cole.
Madoc!
Thatch pointed his stolen sword at a thick-set reaver.
Do it!
But Thatch, he's possessed!
He's a loon! Now toss him, I said! Shut your mouth!
Thatch's foot rose and fell. He stomped Cole until all he could do was gurgle.
Now toss him, damn you, or I'll toss you in with him.
Madoc and the other three men seized Cole up and dragged him across the deck. The other two pulled up a hatch. Cole stared into the wet darkness below.
Evan!
Shut him up!
Joseph's brother cast him into the pit, Evan, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver!
Evan stared wide-eyed in horror.
Pharaoh set him over all of Egypt!
The lowlanders upended him, and Cole plunged into the black coffin of the bilge.